Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title.
Mark Chalfant. I'm the Artistic and Executive Director at Washington Improv Theater, WIT.
And we're talking about WIT, the Washington Improv Theater's upcoming residency at Studio Theater, and we'll go into some productions too. But yeah, let's start with the residency. That's exciting that you're going to be we're partnering over at Studio Theater for the foreseeable future here.
Yes. It's a great opportunity for us. We have a whole year to play on three of their different stages in a neighborhood where we've been performing for a long time at our former home up at Source. So it's really exciting for all of us.
Yeah. So I've been down to Source before, and sort of familiar with the Studio Theater, but remind everybody where exactly it's located, in the district.
Of course. Yeah. It's right at the corner of 14th and P. Northwest. There's a Whole Foods right there. It's a huge theater complex that they've built out now. They just went through a massive redevelopment and added a fourth stage. So it's a really exciting place for theater and for community in the city.
Yeah, definitely. We interviewed Studio Theater when they did those big renovations. When was that? A couple months ago, a year ago, maybe. I don't remember. Something like that. But yeah, all brand new signage and everything. So you can't miss it when you go by, and then more theater space inside for the likes of WIT. So tell us about the production here. It's called Playing It By Ear, featuring iMusical. It kicks off on September 30th, runs through October 22nd. What's the basic premise of that show?
Yeah, it's really a celebration of music and audio and lyrics and using all sorts of different audio media as inspiration for different styles of improv. The headlining act is iMusical. It's WIT's longest running ensemble, and we do basically a complete musical theater production, improvised live every night. Music, lyrics, scenes, everything is made up on the spot.
Awesome. And you said it's your longest running improv group. How long has iMusical been around with you?
Oh, good Lord. I think 16 years, if I'm remembering that correctly. Yeah. I don't know. The pandemic sort of morphed our concept of time. So
yeah, I know. It seems like
give or take
two
a
years
decade.
Feels like 20 years. Yeah. The before times. Man, it was great. Remember, so if folks came out to this, like, because I remember catching some of your improv shows at the Source. So would that probably have been iMusical, or I guess it could have been anybody?
iMusical is just one of several ensembles that make up the company, as well as Herald teams, which are sort of conservatory level performance groups, and also a whole wealth of independent teams that we invite in as guests to play on our stage. There's a really robust indie scene here in DC of improvisers who aren't affiliated with a particular theater, and we reach out to them as part of our community and share our stage with them as well.
Okay, great. Cool. Thanks for giving me the context on that one. All right. But in terms of this actual show, if our listeners hear this and they come out to see, what's it called? Playing It By Ear, iMusical one. What kind of improv games might you play? Is it like pulling stuff out of a hat, or, you know, break down some of the individual things they might see performed?
Sure. That's a great question. And I can tell when you ask about games that you're familiar with sort of short form or game-based improv, which is, you know, basically a scenic approach where any given game might take, you know, 5 minutes or so, and then everyone moves on to the next thing. What WIT is doing is a little bit more like conventional theater or comedic plays, and that we're crafting narratives, we're playing characters that sustain for the length of a show. We're creating really a story, or at least a collage, if you will, of theater and comedy moments. That sort of adds up to a greater whole than just that sort of short form gaming approach, which is delightfully fun, but that's just not what we do.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Well, so explain what the sort of narrative of this show is then. What's the story you're telling?
It is improvised every night. So we'll get an audience suggestion typically to feed any show. And in iMusical, what we'll do is we'll start a scene. We'll find some characters. We'll discover them in the moment on stage. Somehow that scene will be inspired by what the audience suggested. But from there, we're really perceiving what is the relationship, what are the questions of the scene, what are the patterns, how is comedy getting this moment, Where can we find moments of comedy, or where do we find moments of drama? It's a musical theater show, so there's a full range of emotions that we play with in iMusical. Some shows are absolutely, you know, zany and silly. And even those zany and silly shows may have a somber moment or a serious heartbreaking moment. The nice thing about musical theater is that it can really swing an audience through a lot of different emotional experiences in the same performance.
Okay, cool. So I'll definitely make sure I draw that distinction. In fact, that might even be how I tee up the whole thing is, you know, I'm going to make sure everyone knows it's not, you know, the short form, you know, rapid fire sort of, you know, collage of different games. You sort of seize upon something at the very beginning and you take it and run with it for the duration of a whole, and you make a whole musical show off right off the cuff. I mean, how does that drill down a little even further. So at the very beginning, how is it audience suggestions? Is it, what do you take to what's the seeds that you then run with to form the story? Who suggests those?
So often the performers are asking the audience. So one traditional prompt that iMusical frequently does is we'll ask for a relationship between two people. And that could range from anything to, you know, babysitter and parent, or ex-fiancés, or IRS auditor and auditee, right? And so any of those
sometimes all at the same time.
Yes, exactly. So then we'd start that scene and we'd be like, okay, well, you know, we got a definition of the relationship from the audience, but now how are the performers coloring that? This particular IRS auditor and auditee seem to have some romantic chemistry. So maybe the scene is going to explore that. And then it's really just all of our instincts as storytellers taking over and finding the fun stories that there are to tell and finding the new relationships that there are to bring into the show. So it's not that dissimilar from that sort of short form gamey improv. It's just that in short form improv, the audience typically is told ahead of time, like, here's the game and how we're going to play it. Mm-hmm. Whereas in long form improv, we're really finding patterns and game as we perform, and we just don't name them. So if this IRS guy is trying to seduce the person that he's auditing, but he messes it up the first time, well, maybe that becomes a pattern, and he messes it up again, and he messes it up again, and that is comedy. That pattern and the tension and release that it creates. So, you know, it's not that sexy talking about improv. It's sort of talking about cooking. It's a lot more fun to do it. Sure. But that's sort of the craft of it, is sensing how pattern and theme can intersect and create comedy in a situation.
No, I mean, I think it, I mean, yeah, obviously it's fun, more fun to see it, but I think I think this is cool. The idea of a long form improv. I bet there are some listeners that haven't, you know, seen the long form kind of version. So when you're saying long form, you know, when you take this early idea and then you run with it for the duration of a musical, how long are we talking? How long is the show?
So iMusical's performances for this run are around 40, 45 minutes. Most of our ensembles are usually a shorter attention span. It's usually 25 minutes or so. Okay. for a classic wit ensemble show.
And now, do you do another one while they're there, or is it just that 40 minutes and then everybody goes home?
Well, that's a great question. So each block in the run of playing it by ear will have at least two ensemble performances. Okay. So for example, for iMusical, the ensemble Hellcat may be opening for us. So they'll be doing 25 minutes. Their show would not be musical improv. They may be finding some other inspiration that's music related, right? So what was your jam when you were in high school, or what's the breakup song that you always listen to when your heart is broken, or anything like that. And then they could use that as their inspiration for a show. iMusical is the only one of the ensembles that's actually doing musical theater as performance. You feel me?
Yeah. Actual musical theater.
Yeah, I just want to be clear so that audiences aren't expecting every ensemble to have a pianist and to be singing, because that won't be happening.
No worries. Thanks for that. Well, cool, cool. And how do you determine what the genre of the musical theater performance is going to be? Is it mostly like show tunes, or does it come up organically as they're going, or is that audience? What is that?
The musician, I mean, a musical has an accompanist, either Travis or Mike. They take turns accompanying us, and they're really half the show, because it's also about their instincts. So I might be thinking that I'm setting up a moment where my character is feeling, you know, really sexy and seductive. But then if the music that they start to play is like, you know, fast paced and silly, then there's a different energy that they've layered onto the scene completely. And the moment becomes about, okay, well, how does my character intersect with that? Or maybe my scene partner, maybe actually the song is their song and how they're feeling right now in the moment. So it's a real dialogue that's happening between the singers or the actors on stage and that musician, because, you know, they're so dominant in what the audience is hearing that they really swing the mood of the show. And also they keep things changing up, right? So in many cases, the musician is the sort of pace changer. They're the ones who know, okay, we need to zip things along, and they can sort of goose the whole show into another level of action, which is really exciting.
Gotcha. Cool. And how many performers are on stage at the same time? Like, obviously you said there's like a pianist, but you know, how many actors are in that show?
Sure. In an iMusical show, the pianist is always there. Aside from them, there might be one actor on stage, or there could be 10. There's no set format, you see, to what we're doing. So it really depends on what the moment calls for. If it's a bar scene and, you know, it's described as being really crowded in here, then everyone on the cast is probably going to find their way on stage to make that true.
Right.
If it's a character who's lost in the woods, then we're all going to stay upstage until we're needed, you know, so that they can explore that moment.
Well, it sounds really, really cool. I'm digging this. All right. Well, I wanted to spend most of the time talking about that in depth, since that's the thing coming up. But do you want to just really quick breeze through, you know, rattle off the other ones that are coming up in the upcoming months? Do you have the list in front of you?
Yeah. Coming up in November and December, we're doing a show called Ask Me Anything, Changemakers, which is a show that bases our improv performances on live interviews with people of note in DC. We did a series of this over the summer, and it was really very popular with people. I think my favorite show was a woman who was absolutely fanatical about John Bon Jovi. And she had audio clips for us to listen to, and she really told the whole story of John Bon Jovi's career as a musician and as a philanthropist. And then we did some hilarious improv based on that. In the case of the series this fall, it'll be interviews in the room. There's something really exciting about getting to meet somebody who's doing something interesting in DC. And then getting to watch them appreciate the sort of creative impulses that improvisers bring to intersecting their life. And then later on in January and February, we're doing a series called Wit Experiments With, is going to give us all a chance to perform with other artists in fields like puppetry and dance and visual art and music. This is a series that we're sort of rebooting. We did a series called Interplay a few years ago. And when you sort of match improv with another artistic medium, it's a little bit like the peanut butter and chocolate in a Reese's peanut butter cup. You get something that's really, really satisfying that you couldn't get from just one of these two things. And we're really looking forward to that kind of experimentation, which is, you know, always at the root of what we're doing as improvisers, because we never know what's going to happen in the next moment. So it's always about being ready and being ready to embrace whatever's going on right now to build off of it.
Gotcha. Well, that's great. Well, that takes us through January, February. You know, I'll maybe we can circle back and hit the other ones, because I know I'm going to I just already know I'm going to focus most of this on that, on the very first one, if that's okay.
Yeah.
So, so yeah, I mean, but we'll give people a teaser. It's fighting, the Fighting Improv SmackDown tournament is in March and April. Then we got Money Changes Everything featuring Not a Pyramid Scheme. That sounds cool. May and June. And then Genre is a Construct featuring Tumbleweed in July. We can circle back and hit those and do follow-up interviews. I'd love to have you back on and you know, talk about that. But for now, everyone come check out the iMusical thing that's coming up here first and foremost. It's called Playing It By Ear, September 30th through October 22nd at Studio Theater. Hey, thanks for doing this. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you so much, Jason.
All right. And congrats on the, what is it? The Studio Theater partnership. That's going to be cool. One more final soundbite on them. How excited you are to have such a long run with them.
Absolutely. I mean, Studio is an aspirational theater for anybody who's working in theater in DC. And the fact that they reached out and helped craft this residency for us, the first one of its kind that they've ever done. It's a real honor for us to be there and to help bring more audience into their fantastic facility and learn more about what they're doing as well. You know, we hope Studio's audience will explore WIT. We definitely want our audience to explore Studio as well.
Great. Well, thanks so much for joining us. We'll get the word out about this stuff. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Jason.
All right. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Take care.